in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
Hello, everyone. My name is Richard Hall. I'm currently a graduate student at Indiana University. I study floristics, which is science based on the plants of a geographical area. My geographical region is the Wabash River corridor between Indiana and Illinois. And the herb I would like to talk about today is Hydrastis canadensis, or golden seal. So golden seal is a plant that grows to be about 20 inches tall. It has a five-year growth cycle to becoming a mature plant. During the first couple of years, it's just a couple of small leaves above the forest floor. In the third or fourth year, it actually grows a small stem and it just has one vegetative leaf. And then in the last year, it will produce a taller stem with two leaves, and it will produce what looks like a white flower on the stalk above the leaves that turn into red berries later on in the season. Golden seal grows across the eastern United States and up into southern Canada, but across this range, it's very uncommon to rare, actually. 17 of the 27 states where it occurs, it's either listed as vulnerable, threatened, or endangered, as well as Canada. Golden seal likes to grow in very rich habitats that are shaded. So I think of forested ravines with a lot of water access. In that habitat, it grows with other unusual herbs like Dicentra cucullaria, Dutchman's breeches, or Jeffersonia diphylla, which is a twin leaf. It has some unique chemical traits, specifically chemicals called alkaloids. And these are basic chemicals, specifically include hydrastine and berberine. These have been used going back to Native Americans for treating cancer and things even like colds. Golden seal is used for herbal supplements, and because of that, it has been harvested, especially in the 1800s and early 1900s. Even recently, one study around the year 2000 estimated that 60 million plants of golden seal are harvested without replacement every year in the eastern United States. I have seen golden seal a few times in Indiana. It is a state watchlist plant, so it's fairly uncommon to rare to find. And I remember the first time I saw it, I was with a local land manager, and it was probably a population I would have just walked right by if he hadn't pointed it out. But some plants were in fruit, most of them were vegetative, they were younger plants. But that was really exciting to see. Even though golden seal has been used for medicinal properties for a long time, the harvesting of it has caused concerns for conservation, and several institutions have actually questioned whether it's useful for medicinal purposes at all. So going forward, it's important for golden seal to transition more to an agricultural basis instead of harvested from the wild.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs.